This program may contain violence, stupidity, criminal activity, alcohol, drugs, and adult language. In other words, don't listen around your kids and mom like Joel did last week. Dumbass. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wayne, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, July the 27th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a property line dispute results in a tractor attack.
You're not drinking and driving if you drink at the stoplights. Can I have that story? Please, 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 please.
It's all yours. He's not going to stab me. He ain't got no arms. Ow, he stabbed me.
Can I have that one instead? No, I'm going to go with the first one. All right. And no matter how annoying those minions are, you can't beat them up.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and a special announcement.
Friday, July the 27th, one day before my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Made it another year, I hope, because, yeah, once you, this is officially 1 year over the midlife.
Midlife?
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. I'm living to 100.
You're
going to
hit 100? So we're going to do double duty here today, and so we've got Bad Phil with us again this week.
Right on.
He's doing double duty, so we're hoping he brings a little bit better game than he had last week.
Yeah, and, so but
we're going to get him more involved.
I mean 20 minutes ago.
Come on, dude.
We're speaking in the perspective
of the past tense.
Listeners. Yeah.
In the future tense, referencing the past.
Yes.
So we had the meeting before.
Think about Doctor Who. I mean, that's kind of how this works.
Who?
Yeah.
But the reason that we have Phil on, Bad Phil, this time.
He just showed up. That's the reason he didn't want to leave, so we had to put him back on.
Well,
I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
He is he is going to be our generous host next month. We're going to announce right now our live episode, live recording.
Our first ever live recording of Florida Man.
Absolutely. We're going to be at Caloosahatchee Jack's, who Bad Phil is the proprietor of.
We established that last week.
Is in, I'm reminding the listeners because it's been a whole week.
Correct.
If they're good listeners.
Unless they're sitting here and it was 20 minutes ago.
That week just kind of flew by.
Anyway, so on Sunday, August 19th, time to be determined. Look at our Twitter and our Facebook page for the exact time. We are going to be recording a live episode at Caloosahatchee Jack's on US 41 in Fort Myers, Florida.
And we will, we hadn't talked about the format, but I think what we'll do is we'll kind of have our thing set up with you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll invite a guest up for each one of the stories to sit in like we've been doing, you know, in the past. They do one story each time.
Yeah. So you get to see what, Mike and
you won't see it.
Look like. Well, if you show up, you will.
Oh, if you show up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so all of our listeners.
You scared me. I thought now I got to go buy video cameras.
No.
Well, somebody might have a video camera. We could actually record it.
We're not going to go to that level of effort. But yeah, so all of our listeners are invited to attend our live recording on Sunday, August 19th, as I mentioned just a minute ago. And there is no cover charge. We are not charging admission. We just ask that you buy a drink or two.
No, it did. And we were just discussing the arrangements of this. We did negotiate. Drinks are on the house. So we have free drinks for everyone.
Did we?
We did.
Oh, you did.
Yes. I didn't tell you about that.
I mean, I think I know my drinks are going to be free, but
it's two against one at this point.
It is, but he owns the joint, so yeah, we can
wait till my wife gets involved.
Yeah. All right, well, scratch that last. That was a joke.
No
free drinks.
But it is a free show, so come on down and patronize the bar.
We will. It's going to be fun. I've seen these done. YouTube and back in the day and stuff. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll put some extra effort into the stories we choose, and I think we're going to have a good time. So y'all come on. If you're in the area, come on out. We're going to have a good time.
Yep. We might actually write jokes beforehand.
I'm going on a limb here.
Mm-hmm.
I might even read the show notes before I actually sit down at the microphone this time. I'm no guarantees. That
might.
That, no guarantees.
That would impress me.
It would. All right, I'm even going to go. I'm going to go one further. I'm going to go one further.
You're going to try to pronounce the names beforehand?
Kiss my ass. No. I.
No, I'm not going to do that part.
I.
That'd be too much effort.
Will be responsible for the Florida Man Tourist game.
Okay.
Yep. I did good on the last one. Got a lot of some feedback from it from some friends. So we're going to do, I'm going to do my own this damn time. We're going to let Bad Phil start off the evening tonight.
Sounds good to me.
And see how littered he is and if he can actually get through the first story.
I don't know. I'm actually from Florida, so it's going to be hard for me to read.
Yeah, Bad Phil mentioned that to us before we started recording. He is actually the only person in this room right now who was born and raised in Florida. Good Phil grew up in Mississippi, and I grew up in the great state of Michigan. I moved down here when I was...
Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Yeah.
There's two sets of S's in that, you know.
We got tired of writing all them S's in school, so we shortened it a little bit. Story number one.
Florida man attacks neighbor with tractor.
What kind of tractor was it?
I don't know. A Florida man was arrested after he chased down his neighbor with a tractor last month.
Now look, either the tractor's fast or this is a slow son of a bitch because it's most tractors don't go very.
Yeah, I mean I've seen some of those zero turns that are pretty darn fast.
Yeah, unless, I mean, well, we're not talking, you know,
they come on my yard in 15 minutes, they're
the
gone.
Ones with the helicopter engines in them.
A video recorded by a neighbor's wife who also called 911 ultimately led to the arrest of Howell Morris. According to St. John's County Sheriff's Office, Morris, 72, is booked on the charge of aggravated assault.
72?
72.
Grumpy old man. Yep. Pissed off.
Give that man some Viagra and a hooker. He wouldn't be so mad anymore. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. A third-degree felony. He was released the next day after posting a $2,500 bond, jail records show. The episode was filmed by the neighbor's wife, who called 911 and provided the cell phone video to authorities. It ultimately led to the man's arrest, according to the copy of his arrest report. Cell phone video shows Scott Lynch running for his life as a tractor follows close behind.
Now, is this kind of like you could use the same premise as you thought with when you're being chased by an alligator to zigzag it? Like, could you not just run off to the left and go behind him? Because he can't back up. I mean,
if he's got one of those zero-turn tractors, they can zip that around pretty quick.
That's a lawnmower. If you think, I see the video.
I see tractor as
I
like...
I see tractor John Deere.
Like a combine.
Yeah.
That's a tractor.
Big doolies on the back.
Yeah.
You know. Should have zigzagged it.
Lynch's wife recorded the video and called 911 twice.
Well, they hang up on her?
The sheriff
call us back when he actually runs him over.
The sheriff's office released those 911 calls Monday.
Of course they did. Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit.
All right, is this like a roll call?
Yes, it's
the 911 dispatcher. And when you say he came after your husband with the tractor, did he chase him down? 911 caller. Yeah, but he chased him down on his tractor, and my husband had to run. Yes.
You've done a lot of acting in your career, haven't you?
Yes, I have a long career of acting.
Like voiceovers. I can see, a star is born right here. We thought he was a proprietor of, no. He's got voiceover.
I'm very good at voiceovers.
Oh, yeah, that's evident, my friend. That's evident right there.
Disney just sent an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. And
I'll give you guys a cut of every job I get.
Yes. And we'll make about as much money as we do on this podcast.
Most likely. In the first 911 call, Lynch's wife told dispatchers that the neighbor was after her husband because of a property dispute. Now we have to go again with the voiceover.
Yeah, do you remember which voice you did for each
character? No, I do not at all.
Go with the Marge Simpson. Let's do that one.
Dispatcher. Okay, so is he vandalizing your property? Caller. Yeah, it's on our property. It's our easement, and he thinks he has the right to it, but he's destroying stuff on it and blocking our driveway. Lynch, 53, told deputies, the property dispute escalated when Morris climbed onto his tractor, drove onto Lynch's property, and chased him down in the driveway, yelling, "Run, fat ass!"
I just spit. I wasn't reading it. I just spit.
Get your ass moving!
Oh, God.
I was just waiting because Phil just started to take a drink when
Orange juice through the nostrils is not fun, by the way.
Lynch said he ran for his life, fearing Morris would run him over if he stopped. The chase came to an end when Lynch took refuge inside of his garage and shut the door. After reviewing the video, which the arrest report said showed Morris steer the tractor towards the victim as he was running down the driveway, the deputy took Morris into custody. Online court records show Morris, a veteran, was ordered to have no contact with Lynch. Morris and Lynch could not be reached for comment Monday evening.
All right, so if the guy had time to go into his garage and shut the garage door, that is a slow-ass tractor because garage doors do not close very quickly.
But, of course, fat ass apparently learned how to run.
Run, fat ass!
Now, that shows that he does not intend to actually run over the neighbor.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure if he...
He just wanted to have him get a little bit of exercise.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
He was helping him out. Get me a tractor now.
I know.
Green one. That is the Howell Morris boot camp.
Run, fat ass.
Now I got to see the video of this.
Yeah.
Story number two. Florida man thinks he found a loophole in DUI laws. Earl Stevens Jr. told investigators he wasn't drinking while driving. Instead, he was downing bourbon only while stopped at traffic signals and stop signs.
Works for me.
You're damn right.
You can't be drinking and driving if you're standing still.
No.
They pull off to the side of 75.
Turn up the Jim Beam and there it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Stevens' explanation, however, didn't keep him out of jail on a DUI charge following a June 27th incident in Vero Beach. Where's Vero Beach?
East Coast.
That, for crying out loud.
It's like...
Even with Tampa on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. River County Sheriff's officials went to a McDonald's in the 700 block of South US 1 in Vero Beach for a possible disturbance. A woman said a vehicle behind her in the drive-thru kept striking her in the rear bumper.
She pointed from behind.
Yeah. She pointed to a vehicle driven by Stevens, 69, of Vero Beach. Stevens said he's never had a valid Florida driver's license.
What?
Deputies noticed he did have an open bottle of liquor in a brown paper bag in the passenger seat. Stevens smelled of booze, saying he felt pretty good.
So would I.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least he's honest. Yeah.
He said he was drinking Jim Beam bourbon from the bottle in the passenger seat. He said he was drinking at stop signs. He further explained that he was not drinking while driving the car, was moving, and only when he stopped for stop signs and traffic signals, the affidavit states.
You know, if the law...
He's got a point.
Yeah, if the law was you can't drink and drive, he was completely in the clear. But the law is driving under the influence.
Right.
So you don't have to be actively drinking.
Legal mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
Captain Buzzkill over here.
Yeah.
I was just looking forward to having a nice stiff drink on the way home.
Yeah. He said he drank actively, quote-unquote, from Port St. Lucie to Indian River County. Lots of stop signs and traffic signals between Port St. Lucie and Indian River County. Stevens participated in a field sobriety exercise and was arrested on charges of DUI and driving without a license. I'm guessing he failed.
So I'm trying to figure out. So he doesn't have a license, so he should have been driving, but he still got a DUI.
Yep.
So there's basically no consequences to this than other than him going to jail.
Well, he can't lose his license.
He can't lose his license. He doesn't have one.
He ain't got none.
So it's not gonna. I'm guessing this is not gonna stop Mr. Stevens from driving while...
Well, at least he had the common sense
driving in between drinks again.
Right. Well, at least he had the common sense to put it in a brown paper bag.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Because nobody knows what's in that bottle
when you're drinking
out of a brown paper
bag. Especially if you put that brown paper bag on there, it's like a cloak of invisibility.
It is.
Yeah.
Harry Potter taught us that. Yeah, I mean, I do it. When I go to the 7-Eleven, I will get a Diet Coke and put it in a brown paper bag. You do. It's just you don't get the sweat on your hands. Now, sometimes it just so happens the Coors Light can looks a lot like the
Diet Coke can.
But that's neither here nor there.
Silver and red. Yeah, I can see that.
Stevens. Oh, I just read that. At the Indian River County Jail, breath tests measured Stevens' blood alcohol content at 0.153.
No, 0.153.
0.153. And 0.147.
Holy cow. How is he even alive?
No. That's
pretty strong, though.
No, that's not too bad.
Greater than the 0.08, so he's twice over the limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stevens said he had
DUI slurring
charges.
Your speech and stumbling, but that isn't like... needing an infusion of
I could probably beat that.
Oh, I know I could.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, easy. We probably beat her tonight.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm going to try.
I'm going to try. How about we try?
Yes.
You in?
I'm in.
All right.
Does that mean I'm Ubering you guys home? I'll just turn on my driver app.
Well, technically right now we haven't invited you.
I do have a bar.
He has a bar and there's a lot of liquor at the bar.
Okay.
Lots.
But I do... see Mr. Earl Stevens Jr.'s case. He was not drinking and driving.
He was not. He was drinking, then driving. Then drinking, then driving.
Stopping.
Then drinking, then driving.
I've thought about this for years, you know, a long time, but then I've never seen anybody actually use it as a real defense.
No.
To a police officer.
My favorite one I want to see proven is if you are driving drunk... and hurry up and go home before the cop gets you, run into your house, and drink a beer, can you still get a DUI?
All right, that concludes story number two.
Story number three. Florida man without arms stabs tourist.
What?
Yeah, okay. Jonathan Crenshaw is one of those South Beach characters you can't
I know
help
where
but
that
notice.
Is. I know where that is.
South Beach?
Yep. I know where that is.
South of Miami.
No.
Yeah, well, it's the southern part of Miami.
Yeah, it's outside of Miami. I know where South Beach is.
Yeah. So this is another flowery language story written by a just out of college journalism major. So for years, the 46-year-old homeless man who weighs all of 90 pounds has painted on canvas on Lincoln Road Mall, drawing the attention of tourists and passerby for his artistic skills. That Crenshaw is armless and paints using his feet probably has much to do with the attention he gets.
Yeah. So I imagine that would draw a crowd.
I'd stop and watch him for a little while, maybe throw a couple bucks into his...
Oh, no. I wouldn't do that. But, I mean, I'd look. I'd watch.
You're going to stand there and gawk and not pay
the
man money?
Well, it depends if
he
got a tip jar out there or not. I mean, if you don't have a tip...
I'd probably just sit there and gawk.
See?
All right.
Thank you, Philip.
Especially because I'd be scared he'd probably stab me.
Thank you, Philip.
I mean, You're not going to... now, after hearing the story, yeah, you're going to think that, but...
Oh, no, I saw pictures of him before. I've seen pictures of him. He's a pretty scary-looking dude in my book.
Well, yeah, I mean, any...
Besides the lack of arms.
And, yeah. Anybody who...
I wonder what would happen if he met the girl without the legs that was in the prior story. What kind of relationship would that be that we had a couple months ago? Where the one with no legs that the cops got,
they found her in the clothes basket or whatever.
Yeah, it was in a tote.
Oh yeah, the Tupperware container.
Yeah,
yeah. So I bet she wraps her arms around his neck and he wears her like a backpack and walks around town.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Or would she be in front of him?
Well, that'd be...
Depends on what they're doing.
I know. Well, no, it depends on whether you're walking forward or backwards.
Well, if she wants to see where they're going...
Or they want to see where they've been.
Anyway, on Tuesday, just after midnight, Miami Beach police say that Crenshaw stabbed one of these tourists. Crenshaw, police say, used a pair of scissors that he clutched with his feet to stab Cesar Coronado, age 22, who was visiting Miami Beach from Chicago.
What the hell do you need scissors for to paint?
Maybe to cut the paper?
I don't know. Really, he's painting on canvas.
They who knows what you, with art supplies, you know, you get the whole bin of just random crap.
Thank you, Picasso. I did not know that.
According to the arrest report, Crenshaw said he was laying down when Coronado approached him and punched him in the head. He stabbed Coronado twice, put the scissors back into his waistband, and quickly walked off, police say. Miami Beach officers found the victim lying on the ground, bleeding from his left arm. Paramedics took Coronado to Mount Sinai Medical Center. All right, so why was he just laying on the ground?
Well, he just got stabbed.
Oh, no, no, no. Mr. No Arms was laying down, and the tourist walked up to him and punched him in the head. So he stabbed him in self-defense. I totally...
Oh. Well, that's just rude.
Yeah. The guy deserved to get stabbed.
That's just... Yeah.
You walk
I'm just
up...
I'm just still trying to figure out how he actually stabbed him.
If he can paint, he can stab.
Yeah,
well,
he paints
sure,
with his
but think
feet.
About how high you'd have to actually have his leg to really stab the guy.
Well, how tall is Crenshaw?
It doesn't say. Moving on. Coronado and his friend Cindy Barrientos, also age 22, and also visiting from Chicago, came upon Crenshaw in the 1600 block of Collins Avenue. Both told responding officers that Coronado was just asking Crenshaw for directions when he jumped up and stabbed him. That's a hell of a jump. I mean, I guess if your only two limbs are your legs, you're going to have some pretty
He only weighs 90 pounds.
Yeah.
Probably a little springy feller.
He doesn't have very much upper body strength, I can tell you that.
Thank you, Joel.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal commentary right there.
All right.
Are you saying that he doesn't work out at the gym? He's not very...
He's very good at leg day.
I'm saying every day is leg day.
Push-ups, pull-ups, you know, curls, those he probably struggles with a little bit. Is that where you is that what you're trying to say, Joel?
What I'm saying is he better be getting a 50% discount at
50%, okay.
Gold's Gym.
Because he can only use half
the machines. Because he can only use half the machines.
That's sad.
Barrientos described the attacker as a homeless man with no arms. Police narrowed that down pretty quickly. Police found Crenshaw nearby in the 200 block of Lincoln Road. When Crenshaw was apprehended, he told one of the officers he was defending himself. Now, where do they put the handcuffs? Do they put handcuffs around his legs? Or do they just go without?
Maybe a straitjacket, Joel. I don't know.
What, the straitjacket ain't gonna do shit because he doesn't have arms.
Good point. Okay, you got me there. All right.
Apparently, they might have to do his legs.
Maybe it was a straitjacket, kind of like that Larry the Cable Guy has. Maybe they cut the arms out of him. Huh? He did.
Oh, maybe they...
He went man beater.
Wife
beater, not man beater. He went wife beater, straitjacket. Yeah. It's Miami. We may be onto something.
Maybe they cuffed his legs behind his back.
Could have. But then they'd have to carry him.
But then,
the only way is 90 pounds.
Yeah,
the only way to cuff his legs behind his back is to attach to arms, which aren't theirs.
So. No, he could. They could flip him up over his, you know, past his ears. And
I saw pictures about. Never mind.
Was that the amputee section?
No, it's not. I can either confirm nor deny. I visited the
has
amputee
something
section.
To do with
no.
Siri sitting in the bathroom.
Alexa.
Siri is not in the bathroom. Alexa was in the bathroom. And I did not put her there.
She went voluntarily?
Yes.
All right. Crenshaw is being held at Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center on $7,500 bond. He has a court date on July 18th. That's tomorrow.
Ooh, tomorrow.
Well,
no. That was
that's tomorrow as we're recording this. So
7 days ago.
Yeah. So Crenshaw's arrest record includes previous offenses dating to 2008 for trespassing, disorderly intoxication, vandalism, and battery on police officers, city code inspectors.
Is there an actual charge for orderly intoxication?
I believe that would just be public intoxication.
Yes.
Well, you have disorderly intoxication. Is there one for orderly intoxication? Because I've done that a lot.
Well, if you're intoxicated and you're orderly, usually nobody's going to call anybody. No,
that's a really good point.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Because if you were drunk and just sitting there,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
It's when you get up and try to walk in a straight line and can't.
And then bump into people.
Yeah.
And
push them.
And that's when it becomes disorderly.
Yes.
So orderly intoxication.
It's just basically you
just
being
is asleep.
Intoxicated and
nothing.
Nothing.
So I guess
that's,
that
that's
would
when
not be
that's
a charge.
That's when you're intoxicated and not actually being fun.
In 2011, Miami New Times profiled Crenshaw. The street artist told the weekly paper nothing about how he came to lack arms, but said he was born in Alabama and moved around a lot with his mother, who, he claimed, fed him rat poison.
Oh.
I think being born in Alabama...
No, we're not Southern bashing here. Not going to happen.
Yeah,
nope.
Alabama's close enough to Mississippi that yep. Phil gets a little
thank you.
Mad
you did well
that.
With that one. That was good. That was good.
Yeah. Well, I'm drunk enough that I'm missing some of the syllables
it,
at this
it
point.
It flows better.
Yeah. North-Southern bashing.
Nope.
He also told
there will be no Alabama bashing here.
He also told New Times that he impregnated many women, including pop star Gloria Estefan, who
right on,
he
right
said
on.
Gave birth to 200 of his children.
Damn, she was busy.
She had a litter.
Yes. I'll have all your babies at one time.
yeah, something tells me that Mr. Crenshaw is not all there.
Not right in the head at all.
But now, to his defense, Gloria Estefan, is it Estefan or Estefan?
I believe either one is correct.
And she is in the Miami area.
She is. That's probably why he picked her.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. You know, he didn't go for Madonna.
No.
Okay. 200 of his children. Damn.
Yep. I'm just going to say it. He's an artist. He is breathing paint fumes pretty much all the workday. That may have something to do with the lack of reality that Mr. Crenshaw seems to have.
Damn. He stabbed the shit out of that other dude, though.
It is now time for Florida Man or Tourist.
Florida Man or Tourist.
Yeah, this is our game that each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a significant period of time, i.e. 1 year or more, or if he is a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation.
I am on a roll.
I have a question on this. Is 1 year or more actually a significant amount of time?
Yes, it is.
Why don't you establish the rules to our guest? Because, you change the shit every freaking week.
Because I mean, growing up here, we don't usually let people consider themselves Floridians until about 10 years in.
Yeah, well, in this for the sake of this game, if somebody lived here for a year or more, then we're going to say they're a Florida man.
So he makes this shit up as he goes along.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, he got me one day on, wait, you should have been here for the president's one. I'm still pissed about that one.
Andrew Jackson was the...
Whatever. Moving on.
Military commander in charge of the
state
of Florida.
We are not reliving the day of
president. Before it was actually a state. Anyway, so Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or a girl. And if Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. And if he misses more than he hits, I win.
So I'm two for two. Over the last...
I've lost count.
Two... weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. If he misses more than he hits, that means I win and loser buys the beer and or Tito's
vodka
for the next show. If you're going to keep insisting on me bringing Tito's, then I'm going to insist on Captain Morgan.
I already got some in there.
All right, then.
You're the one who grabbed a Coors Light when you walked in the door.
Next week.
I think you should ask for Captain Morgan's single barrel.
All right. You need to stop talking.
All right, so last week we did the top five movies.
Top five movies we did, and Philip and I were victorious.
You were. This week...
we are the champions, my friend.
Well, this week we are going... It's interesting that you sang we are the champions, because
that would be Queen.
That was Queen, but we are going to go with the top five songs this week.
So top five songs.
And these are picked as of the week of July 21st, the Billboard Hot 100.
Is Billboard still in existence?
Billboard.com is where I'm getting these top five songs. Our first song, our number one song, is In My Feelings by Drake. So is Drake a Florida man or a tourist?
Dun, 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 I'm going to have to say Florida Man. I know he's from Canada, but he also did work with Nickelodeon, which was, I think, based out of the Orlando area.
All right, Florida Man.
You're saying Florida Man for Drake.
So he's got like these. We should. So that's if he's got he. Last I saw, he had like 8 of the top 10. So,
well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
All right. So number 2 is I Like It by Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Sing it for me. I can't pull it.
I've never heard this song before.
Yeah. Wait. Can we do country next time? Why can't we do country?
Because you know they ain't from Florida.
Well, yeah, I would have a better chance at that. I never heard of this stuff.
I can't remember.
Tourist.
Cardi B, you say tourist. Okay. And third is Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. But we're going to go with representing Maroon 5, their frontman Adam Levine, who is one of the judges on The Voice.
I believe he's from Florida.
I think Florida.
You say Florida for Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Okay. Song number 4 is Nice For What by Drake, and we've already covered him, so we're going to move on to number 5, which is Booed Up by Ella May. Ella May.
Ella May, that would be Tourist.
Tourist, okay.
Yeah.
And number 6 is God's Plan, also by Drake. So we're going to skip that one and move on to number 7, which is Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. Maybe Juice WRLD.
I'm going to say Tourist.
You're going to say Tourist for Juice WRLD? What about you?
Whatever.
That sounds way too California for me.
Okay. So you said, for number 1, Drake, you said Florida Man. And Phil, you actually hit on Phil. Bad Phil.
Which one?
Yeah. Bad Phil, you hit the nail on the head. He's from Toronto. And now lives in California. So he is not a Florida man. He is a tourist. So strike 1. Number 2 was I Like It by Cardi B. You said tourist. And she is from the Bronx, New York. So she is a tourist. So you got that one right. So you are 1-1.
1-1.
Number 3 was Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. You said Adam Levine, the frontman from Maroon 5, is a Florida man, and he is a tourist. He is
really?
Born and raised in California and has pretty much lived there his whole life.
Are you getting this from Wikipedia?
I am, as usual.
Because I swear I just saw Adam Levine the other day hanging out Circle K.
Yeah, something tells me that's just the regular Florida one.
Oh, no, I believe him. I believe him.
Number 5, Booed Up by Ella May. You said Florida Man for that one?
Oh, no. You didn't need to write them down, Joel, because you had it in your head.
Yeah, you said Florida Man for that. Ella May is actually from London, England.
Actually, did
no,
not
we did
say.
No, I did not say Florida Man.
You said tourist. You said tourist? So, yeah, she's from...
The trap was set.
She's from London, England.
So we're 2-2?
You're 2-2. And finally, Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. Did you say Florida Man or tourist on that one?
Oh, but you
shut up. I'm drunk now.
You wrote it down, Joel.
How'd you get drunk? I mean,
I'm sorry. You didn't need to write it down, right? We said tourist.
You said tourist.
No, we didn't. What was the question?
Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD.
You said it sounded Californian, so we said tourist.
Yeah.
Okay. Juice WRLD was born in Chicago, later moved to Homewood, Illinois. So he is a tourist.
Tourist! That would be 3-in-a-row.
3-in-a-row. Yep.
Why don't you just get the leader of Tito's and leave it here? The handle.
Well, I did that with the Smirnoff.
That wasn't a leader, son. That was a fifth.
Well, it's still full in there.
No, it's not.
It was when I got here.
Well, it's not now. So why don't we just get the leader and just leave it? But I think we've established the fact when I have help.
All right,
we dominate.
But anyway, my point was that our top 7 artists None of them are from Florida.
It actually kind of surprised me with Drake.
That he was not from Florida?
That he does not, like, reside in Florida at all. Because he seems like somebody who would be in the Miami area.
Yeah, he's got that mumble mouth rapper kind of style.
Alrighty, so that concludes and establishes our dominance in Florida man versus tourist.
That just shows that you need an assist to be able to...
Nope! Nope! I really had nothing to do with it. He was giving me hand signals, like...
Yeah.
Just.
It was.
Did you Google?
No, I didn't Google.
He was Googling.
I can't. I got too many screens open as it is.
All right.
I am...
So why don't you read the final story, then?
Oh, you did this. You did that on purpose because I just was glancing it over, and there's a lot of words in here that are going to stump me. But I will read it.
Just fake it. Nobody's going to care.
All right. Story number four: Florida man attacks Florida man wearing minion costume.
Yay!
A Florida man is facing charges after police say he attacked a partially blind man wearing a minion costume near a beachside boardwalk. Daytona Beach Police said a 40-year-old Jamie Roem was wearing the minion costume outside a souvenir shop next to the Daytona Beach Boardwalk at about 7:30 p.m. on Sunday.
I know what I'm doing at Jeep Beach now.
That's when Ryan C. Neinhart, 25, approached him and began to get rough, a police report said. Roem told him to stop, but instead Neinhart picked him up, swung him, and slammed him into the pavement, all while witnesses encouraged him.
Is he channeling his namesake, Jim the Anvil Neinhart?
They body slammed him to the pavement in the minion costume. The dude's blind.
Yeah, that sucks.
Roem of Ormond Beach, Florida, was bruised but refused medical attention. The minion suit, worth $300, was destroyed.
That's a damn expensive minion suit.
So he was out in front of the he was hawking in front of the costume store.
Yeah, he was a souvenir shop.
They were out of Mr. Incredible. What? And he chose to do minions.
Yeah.
I am so getting the minion outfit to wear. Just seems so worth it.
Neinhart of
sound it out. It sounds just like it says.
Neinhart of Homosexual Florida was charged with battery and criminal mischief.
I believe that's Homosassa.
Yeah.
What?
Homosassa?
Homosassa. Something like that.
Right.
Along that same line.
Whatever. All right, the dude got his ass kicked because he was wearing a minion costume. That is just fucking wrong. I mean, he didn't do anything... They would have picked on him.
He was just standing there waving at people, trying to get kids to come into the souvenir
shop. And they kicked his ass.
Yep.
So who got arrested?
The ass kicker.
That's wrong.
I just want that to happen now.
That shit, you don't ever see stuff like that around here. I mean.
No, we're pretty pretty conservative here on the southwest coast of Florida.
A.K.A. boring.
You need to come, like, walk in my shoes for a while.
That's the show for the week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever you get your podcasts. We won't tell anyone if you leave the same review on several platforms.
Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at FloridaMenPod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. Call and leave a message, even if you don't have anything important to say. We'd love to hear from our listeners.
And if you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise,
which you don't have yet,
and other cool stuff,
which we don't have yet,
you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.